Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yedzayinam and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Yedzayinam and Aleph. So it says the Mishnah Bishami Oimrim Mevi and Shlamim, that on Yom Tif you're allowed to bring the Shalmei Simcha, because it's for Tzarev Eichel Nefesh, Ve'ein Soimchen Aleyem, but you don't do Smicha, it's a Shvos, and you can do it Erev Yom Tif. You don't need take off the Smicha Shchita, so you do the Smicha Erev Yom Tif. Avlo Eilis, but you can't bring Eilis, you can't bring the Eilis Re'iya, and if you're Rashi, you also can't bring the Shalmei Simcha, the Shalmei Chagiga. You're allowed to only bring the Shalmei Simcha, but you're not allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga, which is not really coming for Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. Punk, you eat from it, but it's not why it's coming. The Shalmei Simcha you could bring, that's the Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, but the Eilis Re'iya, and who adin, the Shalmei Chagiga, that you're not allowed to bring. Ubeisil Aimrim, Evian Shalmim, Va'ilis, Hisayim Chalayim, everything's fine. Shalmim, Eilis, everything's fine, and you can even do Smicha, because you can't do with Erev Yom Tov, because the smicha needs to be right before the shechita. Atzara shechal yais be'erev Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on a Friday, so it comes down that b'shamei oimrim yom tivayach achare Shabbos, that you're only going to bring the karbanas achag on Sunday. Shavuos on Friday you can't bring it because it's Yom Tov. Shabbos you can't bring it because it's Shabbos. So the makeup day will be Sunday. Beisil oimrim ein yom tivayach achare Shabbos. Beisil says that the makeup day is not on Sunday because you don't need a makeup day. You could bring the karbanas on Friday. You're allowed to bring everything on Yom Tov. Umaidim, and even Beisil is Maida, even though they hold you could bring Karbanais on Yom Tov, their Maida Shem Chalaliyah is B'Shabbos, if Shavuos falls down on the Shabbos, so then already you cannot bring the Karbanais al Shabbos, and then Beisil is Maida Shem Tavayach Achar Shabbos, that the makeup day will be on Sunday. Now when that happens, when the makeup day is on Sunday, in Kohen Gadol Mesavish B'Kelov, the Kohen Gadol does not wear a special Yom Tov clothing, Mutarim Basman Ubatainis, it's Mutar Nesbet Utainis, we treat it almost like a weekday. And the reason is, so it shouldn't look like that we're trying to be like the Tzedukim, who say that Shavuot is always supposed to fall on a Sunday, they learn Machrus HaShabbos, Usfarta Mechami Machrus HaShabbos Kepshutai, that you start Sfiris Aimer on a Matze Shabbos, Memela Shavuot is always on a Matze Shabbos on a Sunday, so it shouldn't look like we're trying to be to go like the meat, the tzedukim. So therefore, when Shavuos falls down on Shabbos and we push up the karbanis to Sunday, so we make sure to make a hecker, then we're not really making this into Shavuos. It's just a day to bring the karbanis. Says the Gemara, Amar Blazar Maveshaya, Minayin Latzaris Yesha Tashumi Kol Shiva. How do we know that Shmini Atzeres, that Shavuos has Tashlumin for 7 days. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, B'chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaSukkos. So Makesh, Chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaMatzis. We have a Hekesh between Shavuos and Pesach. Chag HaMatzis, Yesh Lo Tashlumin Kol Sheva. Av Chag HaShavuos, Yesh Lo Tashlumin Kol Sheva. Just like Pesach, you have 7 days, the 7 days of Pesach, to bring the carbon. So to on Shavuos, you have 7 days to make it up and to bring the carbon. Ask the Gemara, V'im HaMakesh, Chag HaSukkos. You're saying to compare Shavuos to Pesach, maybe we should compare Shavuos to Sukkos. And Machag HaSukkos Yesha Tashlumin Kol Shmeina, Av Chag HaShavuos Yesha Tashlumin Kol Shmeina. We should learn out from Sukkos that there's 8 days of Tashlumin. So says the Gemara, Shmini Atzeres is not a day of Tashlumin. Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmayu. Shmini Atzeres is its own independent Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Eimer Dami Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmayu. When is it that we say Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tov? Hani Milu in Pizar Kishav. So only with regards to the lottery, with regards to the Shechianu, gets its own Nazkara, special carbon, special Shir Shal Yayim, a bracha to the Melech, of Alinin Tashlumin. But with regards to the Karbanes of Sukkos, Tashlumin the Rishainu, it's included in Tashlumin. It's an 8th day for Tashlumin. Not like we learned earlier in the Mishnah, that Mishal Chag, Yom Tov Rishon Shul Chag, Chagigas Kol HaRegel, Yom Tov Acharin. You could continue bringing the Karbanes of Chag already, even on the last day of Sukkos, even on Shmini Atzeres. So Sukkos has 8 days. So why are you learning out Shavuos from Pesach that there's 7 days of Tashlumin? Well, you learn out from Sukkos that there's 8 days of Tashlumin. So says the Gemara, the reason is because Tefasta Merubaloi Tefasta Mua Tefasta. The reason is because sometimes if you try grabbing too much, you end up with nothing. If you grab a little bit, so now, no, at least you know you have a secure grabbing. If you try comparing it to Sukkos and saying that there's 8 days of Tashlumin, maybe there isn't. Maybe it's only supposed to be 7. If we learn out from Pesach that there's 7, so that for sure there is. For sure there's at least 7. And therefore that's a more secure grabbing, and therefore that's the way we darshan the Torah, that you're supposed to learn it from Pesach, then it's only a 7 days of Tashlumin. So why did the Torah mention this extra word, Chag HaSukkos? Pesach and Shavuos, we know. They compare Shavuos to Pesach. But why is it mentioned Sukkos? To learn something from Pesach. Just like on Pesach, there's a mitzvah of Lina to stay over Matzah Yom Tov, the night of Chol HaMoed, until the first morning of Chol HaMoed. So too Sukkos has this mitzvah of staying over an extra night, not going back home Matzah Yom Tov, rather waiting until the following morning. And my Pesach, how do we know that there's a mitzvah of lino? Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, if anisa ba'beiker v'alachta la'alecha, that you wake up in the morning and you go back home. And I can't be talking about the morning of Yom Tov because there's an isser of tchumen. You can't go back home. It must be saying that matzah Yom Tov, don't go back home. Wait till the next morning. Wake up that morning and then you should go back home on Chol HaMoed. When there's no isser of tchumen, then you go back home. So that's the makar for the mitzvah of lino by Pesach. And we learn out from Sukkot from Pesach. That just like Pesach has a mitzvah of lino, so too Sukkot also has a mitzvah of lino.